Commentator Frank Shorter is an Olympic gold medalist and former chairman of the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. When it comes to dealing with performance-enhancing drugs, he thinks baseball could learn something from the Olympics.
People who promote sports should never police them at the same time. The executives in charge of promoting baseball should never have been allowed to monitor the players for drug use. Every American sport needs a truly independent, transparent testing agency at its top level. An agency that's accountable to an equally independent higher authority. Baseball needs that now. They shouldn't wait until the stars currently juicing up on steroids are allowed to retire, or until baseball is able to educate fans to appreciate the quality of play as much as home runs. It's truly a health issue for our children. They're emulating stars who choose to be dirty with apparent impunity. Some children may even feel they have no choice but to take performance-enhancing drugs themselves now. If talk of steroids, EPO, and human growth hormone makes your eyes glaze over, just ask your teenage children. They'll explain it to you. The international athletic community realized this in 1999 after repeated doping scandals in track and field and other Olympic events. The health and sports ministers of many nations decided together that the International Olympic Committee should no longer be in charge of both promoting the Olympic Games and testing for illegal performance-enhancing drugs. So, the World Anti-Doping Agency was formed. The United States Olympic Committee has permanently turned over testing to the United States Anti-Doping Agency, known as USADA. USADA is now in charge of all testing, adjudication, penalties, research, and education with regard to illegal performance-enhancing drugs in all Olympic sports. Things happen when athletes feel they might actually get caught cheating with drugs. USADA can test unannounced year-round. Athletes who are penalized can appeal to the Court for Arbitration in Sport, an internationally recognized, truly independent body. Yes, performances are down, but fan turnout and participation are not. The major city marathons around the world continue to turn away applications. Track and field is as popular as ever in Europe. This is the model for professional baseball, football, and basketball, should they choose to accept it. Solving the problem of illegal performance-enhancing drugs and protecting the future health of American children should be their primary interest.
Commentator Frank Shorter won the Olympic marathon in 1972. He still runs every day in Boulder, Colorado.